Although New Yorkers are becoming more accepting following the legalization of same-sex marriage in 2011, activists and advocates want to ensure that gay rights and gay pride stay in the media spotlight. Reginald T. Brown is with the LGBT faith leaders of African descent of New York City.
Being able to get married is nice, but if you're not able to get a job because you're transgendered, or if you're fired from a job because you're transgendered, or for other things because you're transgendered, then I think that's just as important, if not more so, than getting married. Being married is nice, but that's not number one on my radar. There are too many other things that need to be done in addition to that.
Brown calls Jason Collins coming out a game changer.
A paradigm has been shaken. He's not only coming out as a gay man, he's coming out as a black gay man, as a black gay man. This is going to shake up a lot of stereotypes that people think. And also that he's been in professional sports for a while. So it's not like he's a newcomer. He's been around, so it's like, now, how are you going to react to him? He's the same person he was before he said that. So people are going to have to, I think, really look at themselves and say, wow, okay, has he changed? No, he has. I know he hasn't, but people's minds will change, and I think it'll be very good.
Ashley Andrews of Buffalo's Gay Straight Alliance says everyone deserves human rights.
If people see other people being confident that they're strong enough to come out and, you know, express who they are, other people are going to have that confidence, and they're going to express who they are, and then it just influences everyone.
Alana Sophia O'Hare is a trans woman from Troy who attributes the internet to sealing her fate to come out. O'Hare sees Jason Collins' effort to become visible as pushing society forward.
People are starting to see that there's more people like them out there, and people who don't understand about sexuality issues, gender issues, we'll start to see the interconnectedness that we all have.
David Whitbeck and his wife have many friends in the gay community. The retiree applauds Collins' courage.
That he came out and had the guts to do it, I think that's terrific.
Watertown High student Brittany Ruiz wants her gay and transgendered friends to be able to enjoy the teen years as much as anyone else. She called Collins' revelation a cultural milestone.
I feel like that's going to change the world and the perspective of things now. Like, people will see that, you know, it's okay to be different, and just because you're an athlete doesn't mean you have to follow the certain stereotype.
Kira Elliott believes 2013 is the year that changes everything for those in the gay community, and that those changes will trickle into other groups and classes.
It doesn't matter what you identify yourself as or what your title is, you can do the same stuff as other people do.
In a statement of support for Jason Collins, Boston Celtics coach Doc Rivers expressed happiness and pride and said in the end, quote, it will be society who has to learn tolerance. If the Albany gathering is any indication, society may well be on its way toward that goal. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.